Good evening. I'm Lisa Desjardins. John Yang is away. The world's eyes are on Venezuela. In Caracas this morning, high tension but relative calm one day after the U.S. military captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and brought him to the United States for trial on drug trafficking charges and weapons charges. But profound questions remain, especially after President Trump's repeated statements that the U.S. will be running Venezuela. On ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Marco Rubio described a more indirect but intense pressure campaign.
First of all, what's going to happen here is that we have a quarantine on their oil. That means their economy will not be able to move forward until the conditions that are in the national interest of the United States and the interest of the Venezuelan people are met.
Officials in the Maduro government in Venezuela remain defiant, including interim President Delcy Rodriguez. But from Trump today, a new threat. He told The Atlantic she will pay a, quote, very big price, probably bigger than Maduro, if she doesn't do what he thinks is right. For the tens of millions in Venezuela, a sense of instability.
We're walking around looking for medicine, for food. There's anxiety and desperation, and we don't know what will happen.
We're all living with this uncertainty to see what will happen, what the directives will be, so we can continue with life.
And we begin our coverage tonight with feature story news reporter Mary Trini Mena in Venezuela's capital, Caracas. Mary, how are people coping there today, and what does that say about where they think things stand?
We've been talking to people here in Caracas, and there are two words that comes to my mind, and that those are shock and concern. Because I've been driving around the city looking for pharmacies and supermarkets, and most of them have people lining up to buy some food and medicine. And not is because there's a scarcity of product, because people believe something more could happen in the coming days. From the government side, the Maduro government, the people that remain loyal to Nicolas Maduro believe that the country should continue. The Ministry of Defense of Venezuela, General Vladimir Padrino, said so today. He said that the country should continue its activities while demanding the release of Nicolas Maduro. He pledged loyalty to Delcy Rodriguez, which is now the interim president of Venezuela.
What do you know about who is in charge there? Do people believe that the interim government will stand?
Well, they have the support of Venezuela's security forces. So as long as the high-ranking officials are supporting the government of Delcy Rodriguez, the country is run by most of them. If you walk in the streets of Caracas, you will see checkpoints, you will see police officers and members of different agencies of the government verifying that everything is staying calm. So when you feel that, and you feel that they are in control of the domestic flights, the border, you tend to believe that they are in control of the situation. Really, the city is in calm. There are some demonstrations in favor of Maduro and some other people that decided to really stay at home and wait what will happen in the coming days.
Mary, our last question in the last few seconds. Do you have a sense of how people there view the United States right now?
I've been asking that too. And when you ask about the outcome of the operation, some people say that it was unfair that the U.S. Attacked Venezuelan soil, making or poisoning a risk on Venezuelans, not only on the authorities they were looking for. And some other people prefer not to respond that question because they say they have fears of reprisals from the government. We need to remember that Venezuelans are living under an authoritarian regime, and there's censorship in the country. There are TV stations that are not broadcasting the events, just the message coming from the Maduro government and his loyals.
Mary Trini Mena, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.